Right now, you might be uncertain or unsure of what to do or why you feel the way you feel. You might not feel bad necessarily. Knowing you, you probably aren't suffering all too much, but you might just be in a bit of a foggy place. You might be unsure of what your next move should be. Maybe there's something you need to say to someone, and you don't know exactly what it is or how to say it. Maybe there's some way in which you need to grow that you don't feel strong enough to take on just yet. Maybe there's a challenge in front of you that you're not sure you can face entirely. There could be some important message you have to deliver, and you don't know if the world will accept it or listen to you or understand it. It might just be that you're in a lot of pain. You don't feel good. You don't know why you're doing what you're doing. You wonder if you really ought to be doing it. Maybe you're not sure that the path you're on will fulfill you, or if it'll really help you to grow, or if it'll really contribute to other people. Maybe you're on a dead-end path. Maybe you'll come to a point which you'll find is the dead end. You'll realize that you can't go any further along this road. It might have been right for you at one time, but you realize now that it won't serve you anymore. And it's uncomfortable to get off because maybe you've been here for a really long time, and this is the only way you know of doing things. Or this is the best way you know of doing things. Or maybe it's not, you know that it's not very good, but you stayed on this road because it felt kind of normal to you, and you weren't really sure of how to go about another way or whether you should at all. It felt right enough to you to keep going this way, but at the same time you knew that it was kind of wrong, but it wasn't wrong enough to make you jump out of the way. It was only wrong enough to make you wonder, yet to stay. So, whatever it is that you are up with right now, I say rather than up against, because nothing in life is ever really against you. It just appears that way. Do you think it ought to? But the reality is, at least if you choose to see that life is about growth and that you can ultimately trust that life and the universe will help you to grow and will take care of you because they want you to do that. If you take that view, then nothing is ever really against you. So that might be all that you need to hear to pick up your step a little bit. Maybe you just forgot about that. You thought that life was trying to fight with you, but you forgot that it never does that. And that can be a great source of pain, is that forgetting. And then once you remember, the pain can go away. Maybe not all of it all at once, but some of it can. And once some of it goes away, your mind clears up a little bit. And then, with that clarity, you can come to realize the next thing whatever that may be. It's probably specific to the situation you're in right now. So you'll have that realization. Maybe it's coming to you now. Maybe it's in beating like a soft drum in the back of your brain. Or maybe it's beating in your heart. I'm not sure which, but you know. You'll feel it either way, wherever it is. So let that come to you, and then let that clear away some more of the pain. Now you're more clear-minded, and you're more heart-centered. And with your heart and your mind working together, you'll see your way to the next thing. And maybe now you're feeling good enough that you can just be in the flow of whatever it is you're doing, whatever situation you're facing, or whatever exciting challenge has come your way now. Maybe you can just find the right rhythm of that challenge or that experience, and you can just start to drum along with it. And you can just let the music take you. And your heart and your mind will work together. And you don't have to try to conjure up a story that's empowering. And you also don't have to try to make yourself feel really good. These things will happen naturally for you now because that's how your nature is. When your heart and your mind work together, they know how to create an empowering narrative or context in which to live your life, and they also help you to feel really good and to be in that flow state and to feel connected to all that is around you and all that is important to you. So again, I don't know what made you come to this in the first place. But I'm sure whatever it was very compelling. Because whenever you feel some amount of darkness come over you, even if it's not suffering, even if it's just a bit of uncertainty, a wall of fog, or even just a question that keeps coming up in your mind, whatever it is, that darkness, if we can call it that, is just a door. It's a compelling door. When you live for growth, that dark looking door doesn't lead you to more darkness. Or if it does, that never lasts for long. All it is a ramp that takes you to where the light is. When you think you're slipping into a difficult situation, or into pain, or into feeling unfulfilled with your life, what you're really doing is moving on to the next level. You're leveling up in your life. Even if it is just some physical pain that has overtaken you, and you just are not so sure what to do about it. And it leads you to think more in depth about your life and what you really want and what you really care about. All of this darkness is just a segue into the light. When you look at it that way, there really is no darkness. There are just different shades of light is all. So, whatever brought you to this, I'm sure is very exciting. It's made you think, it's made you wonder, it's made you feel many things. It has led you to contemplate life, and it has led you to the point now where you are ready to level up. When you level up, what happens is that you want to connect more deeply with life than you ever have before. You want to be more intimate with life. Honesty doesn't just mean saying what you are currently thinking. To me, honesty is transparency, and that means letting life see all of you, whatever that may be. And to me, honesty isn't just blabbering whatever may be inside you. You don't have to share every anxious thought. Honesty is sharing not just whatever truth may be within you. It's whatever truth that you really consciously want to express. So when you're honest and intimate with life, when you're connecting more deeply with life, you're being more honest with life. And that means that you are sharing with life a new, deeper truth of yours. And in turn, life is sharing a deeper truth of its with you. Perhaps these truths are one and the same. Often they are. Perhaps always they are. And when you level up, that of course means that you become more powerful. You increase your ability to create your reality as you would like it to be. You have more power over your thoughts. You have less fear. Fear and anxiety and anger and hatred don't overtake you as much. These things can still arise in you, but what you realize as you become more powerful is that feelings are just something that rise up within you, and they pass through you, and that's it. Because while feelings are very powerful, they are not you. And it's the same with thoughts. You use your thoughts to create, and you use your feelings to guide the process of creation. And none of that is really you. You know that. But as you become more powerful, you can use those things to live in a reality that you really would like to live in, however that may be. And the reason you can do that is because you have a greater ability to be yourself. And that's what it really is to be powerful. A powerful person is someone who can be themselves fearlessly. That is a valuable quality to have. And if you can do that in this moment, in this situation, in this experience that you're having, even if you lose or fail, or you have to backtrack a bit, or even throw out all of your progress completely. If you can be yourself without restraint or fear, And if you can be honest and express what is for you the highest truth that is available to you right now, and if you can connect deeply to life without fear, without bitterness, and without distrust, then whatever happens, you will level up. You will live as the conscious, intelligent being that you are. And you will choose to be fulfilled because that's what you do, is that you live for truth and you live to experience your power and you live to connect with all that is. And if you can do those things in the face of any external circumstance, and if you can live in such an honorable way as that, even if it appears that you are going to fail, then you have lived an honest, growth-oriented, and intelligent life. Because what are you really here to do? Are you here to show the dead-end path who's boss and to try to produce a certain result, even if at the end of the day it won't really mean that much to you? Or are you here to level up? Are you here to experience something different and more powerful and more intimate? Are you here to achieve or to feel fulfilled? That is the most important decision you have to make right now, is what do you really value? What do you really care about? What do you love? Don't tell me what you did today. Don't tell me what you're gonna do next. Even if that decision must be made urgently. And it's a very important decision, what you're going to do. Instead, tell me what you care about. Because if you can answer that question, then you can answer any other question that comes up in your life. Because what you care about is what guides you. So whatever it is that you're facing, or if you're just curious about life in general, and you're thinking about what amazing thing you're gonna do next, and what kind of person you're gonna be next, if you know what you care about, then you have everything.